Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, everybody's favorite game, including our boss. Let's play Butthurt. Hey!
Hey! Shout out to DJ Disciple, who's in the studio right now. Is he going to join us? I don't know.
For one.
All right. Yes! It's the Aftermess podcast. The boss man, Disciple, will pick one card, and you cannot.
Not a black one.
That sounds awful.
Wait, which one? Just a red
one? Red. Pick a red one.
Pick a red one, read it out loud, and you're part of the podcast now, Disciple. By the way, how you doing? It's Joey Boy.
Oh, hi, it's Anish.
It's Gina.
And Carla.
The Aftermess.
So all right, hey. He's already red.
This game is a lot easier when you're on the other end listening to what you guys are doing versus actually being involved.
The
in
other
it.
End.
Okay, what is it? Like a threesome?
I'm telling you, all this is a lot better
this
when I'm just listening
so
on the other
fun.
End.
Like a threesome.
Yeah. The question is, who would trip you for the hell of it?
Oh, that's easy.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah,
that's easy.
See, I'm getting it. Yeah.
All right.
Who would trip me?
Well, we each answer for ourselves.
Who would trip any of us for the hell of it?
Yeah.
And we just answer on three all at the same time.
Yeah. Ready? Ready? 3, 2, 1.
Joey!
Yes, I Joey would. I would do that. I still do that to my son and wife.
Oh, wow.
It's fun. It's endearing. You got an easy one, bro.
I know.
I don't think we should have to pick red and blue. He just picks a red.
Okay, well, it's time to get emotional.
Or is it black?
What's the difference between the red and the blue?
Blue's usually a tearjerker, which the closest to the black is the one not to do, right?
Yes.
That's what she said. Okay.
Blues are just nicer and reds are kind of harsh.
Okay. the question is, who is the glue of this group?
Oh, that's a great one. The glue.
Oh, wow.
That could work in so many different ways.
Right, right.
I know what I'm going to say.
Damn, that's probably one of the hardest questions, honestly.
The glue.
Remember, we're a five-some now.
Ah, hello.
Oh, that's bitch, you guessed it. He was right.
No, you're right, right. All right, 3, 2, 1.
Decipher.
Look
See,
at that.
Here's the thing. The podcast. Decipher's the one that we all individually gripe at, and this motherfucker's not doing this, and she's doing this, and this is, and I wish I would. And Decipher has to hear it all and then give his dad Cipher advice. Well, what you should do. Have you thought about what if the. Yeah, the glue is Decipher.
Thank you. I appreciate that. But it's a team effort. It really is.
See, there he is. There he is. Right now.
We're going to call you Elmer.
Yeah.
Elmer's glue.
Yep. Thank you. I appreciate it. It was fun.
Elmer's clip. Elmer's glue is weak as fuck. He is like gorilla glue.
Gorilla glue.
I like that. Super glue.
There you go.
You're like a superhero.
He's super Cypher.
Yeah.
Duct tape.
King.
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 Yeah.
Duct
King
tape Decipher.
Mic drop. That's
boom.
It. Okay.
There
That's
it is.
It. Wow.
Everybody makes a noise for DJ Duct Tape Decipher.
Absolutely.
That's all he got.
He's out quick.
He's what the out heck? The door. Oh, he got off easy.
Sure yeah, he did.
Boy, just
did.
Like.
All right. So who's never gone first before?
I've definitely gone first before.
Oh, I thought I have gone. Oh, I haven't?
I think you have.
Because we did by the first letter, like the last letter, alphabetical order of your first name.
I don't think I have.
I don't think Joey has.
I don't think I have.
So you should go first.
Yeah, mine's are. All right, you guys do red or blue?
I say let's do start off with blue.
Blue. Who will get the least butt hurt during this game?
Oh, yeah, okay. I got it.
I'm trying to think of all the questions we've asked. Okay. All right. 3, 2, 1.
Me. Gina.
You said, I said.
Gina.
And you said Gina. Me and Carla say Gina. Gina
I said Gina.
Gina.
I give zero fucks.
Yeah.
It's a crutch, though. It's not a good thing. I don't say that like it's a good thing. Sometimes it's really bad.
Yeah.
We've talked about that before.
Yes.
It
yes,
took
yes.
me a long time to get into my feels until I moved out on my own. and did like a little self-exploration. And now I feel things.
Who are you?
You really think you, Anish?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Really? Yeah. Yeah. I don't think so.
I think everyone likes my theatrics and my dramatics. I really don't care.
No, I see it. I feel like you're a very close second. If I wouldn't pick me, I'd pick you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I appreciate that very much.
Yes.
I'm offended. Nobody picked me. Oh, my God.
All right, here we go.
I'm last at that one. Everything hurts my feelings.
Who's butt the most sensitive?
I'm second to last.
Kobe.
Kobe. Yeah. Sensitive fuckers. All right, red card. Who is most likely to get fired from their job?
Oh, easy. They're ready?
Oh, wow. I don't know. Okay.
Okay, ready? 3, 2, 1. Carla.
Yeah.
Came close.
Like 5 times.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
But guess what? Oh. I'm like flu. I always come back.
You can persevere.
You can get your flu shot, but guess who's going to be here?
Oh my God.
And if it ain't with you, it's with somebody else. No, I'm kidding. No, I think it's all a learning experience. For those of you listening, like, I'm still 23 years old. I'm the youngest on this show. It's my first real career job. So I have a lot to learn still.
Yeah, like, to all see all shade, honey, when I was genuinely 23 years old, yeah, I was making lots of mistakes, too. And it would be really different if it was working a job that was, like, my actual career path as opposed to, like, it's some bullshit fucking job, customer service, I don't give a fuck, which was my attitude once upon a time. So I get it.
Yeah.
I get it.
Mm-hmm. And this is definitely such an, is this the right word, unorthodox job, or is that like?
It is the right word.
Yeah. Like, it's so uncommon. Not your av, Rich. So, I mean, to almost get fired from here, though, what have I been doing?
Oh, a lot. Yeah. Gina? You said Carla as well, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think we all did.
Yeah, we all said Carla.
Including Carla.
Yeah.
Work. That's simple pimple. Wow. Okay.
I don't want to get fired, but I always say if I got fired, then I'd move home.
Oh, you have like plans in place. That's how much you think you're going to get fired.
She backs up her.
Let's talk about
you
that real
quick. You got plans in place.
Oh, I have plans. Hell yeah, I have
plans. Don't put that energy out there.
Oh, no, I'm not going to put the energy out there. I would like to think that I'm not going to fall on my face if I were to fall. And because you know how like sometimes when your whole life is your job and you fail at that, you feel like you're failing at your entire life and you like don't stop to see that there are other aspects that you're thriving in. I like to think of my life as that. Like, yes, my job I prioritize now, but it's not like the biggest, like, I'm always gonna put like my health first, my well-being first before I like choose to fucking go balls deep into everything else. Balls deep.
He doesn't want to go a little balls deep on,
but yeah, I'd probably go home with my mom and cry a little bit. A lot of it
on brand.
Yeah,
on brand. Work it out.
All right, Anish, go ahead.
It's me? Okay, we're doing blue first.
Please don't mind my wrestling around. I need heartburn medicine for the third time today.
Well, after that question, mine is, who is the least emotional? Damn, these are kind of easy today.
Yeah.
Damn.
Who's the least emotional?
Yeah.
That's pretty easy, yeah.
Yeah, that is. 3, 2, 1.
Gina.
Yeah.
Hi.
Yeah.
And I, that's no shade. I don't think you take it as shade, but it's no shade.
No, it's not. I've been that way my whole life. I really have. Mm. So,
yeah.
I don't know.
That was for me getting used to working with Gina. I think we talked about that a little. I'm not used to that.
Because
either people are really emotional, kind of in the middle, and it was took me getting used to that. Oh, that's how Gina is.
Yeah. Yeah. I've been working on it. Because again, I don't think emotions are bad. I think there's a healthy amount of them, and I feel like everyone should have them.
T.
So, yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But I am.
Yeah.
I am what I am.
All right, my red.
Oh my God, that's why I hate being pregnant, guys. I have emotions when I'm pregnant.
Well,
I'm like,
because
what the fuck is this?
That's what I was going to ask.
That shit drives me nuts. I talked to Bryce the other day. I was like, people feel like this all the fucking time? They're like, this is exhausting. You must be exhausted all the time,
Carla. I'm exhausted.
I definitely wonder that because I have friends like, you guys know Roosevelt.
Yes.
That fool is the most emotional motherfucker I've ever met in my life. And like, sometimes
actually,
like,
I'm pretty sure I've seen him cry. That's hilarious.
Oh, I can't even count on all my fingers and toes how many times I've seen him cry. And it's just for anything. And I've had to learn. Because like, I think I'm an emotional person. But like, I was like, yo, my God, you are Wow.
Like, hey, McGay.
Yeah.
McGay.
Like, there, somebody else will be having a bad day, and he'll call me up crying, and he's just like, I just feel so bad.
Yes.
Sorry. Because Jennifer is having an awful day today, and, like, our boss yelled at her, and I was just like, I couldn't do anything. Where I'm like, why? What?
As Carla says, couldn't be me.
It took me a long time to get over that aspect of, like, feeling people's emotions that deeply.
Yeah.
Like, it's a while. Because some people feel like, some people might not have as many emotions as you do, but they feel their emotions so much more passionately. Mm-hmm. Like, have you ever been around that friend that, like, when they're really happy, you're like, fuck yeah, party. But when they're upset, and even if they're not upset often, yes. It's like literally summer has turned into winter in Antarctica.
Absolutely.
Because their energy is that big. So it's like feeling that all the time is really exhausting.
Yeah, it can be for sure. Again, I don't know how. I don't think it's a good quality or a bad quality. It's just like, whoa.
It just is.
Mm-hmm. It just is.
It's all exhausting.
Right. Red, what the hell, man? These questions are easy today. Who would get picked last for a team sport?
Oh.
Did we do the first or the last? Though,
so we did first, I think. That's why I was looking at that for a second, and I was like, wait a minute. But I realized we haven't done it. Who would get picked last for a team sport?
Oh.
Wow, I wonder who that would be.
But you're fine, you know? Like, at least, like, I feel like you'd be scared.
Yeah, I guess
on
it's the person picking the team. When I guess, depending what sport it is.
What the hell, for real?
I don't know. 3, 2, 1. Anish?
Anish.
Yeah.
No, but, like, for real, me. Like, I don't care what sport it is.
Well,
me.
No, but the only thing is, like, and I was teeter-tottering between you and I because I can be so introverted sometimes, and that team aspect is really missing. So, like, if it's, like, a clicky thing, I'm not going to sit here for your clicky thing because I don't care about your clicky thing. In fact, like, I'll purposely pull myself out of it. But, like, you're not very clicky, but you're very sociable. You're very, very funny. So it does really depend, I guess, on the sport.
Yeah, I'm really bad at volleyball. I wouldn't pick me for volleyball.
I'm shit at volleyball. What?
We really have to play a team sport just to see this.
Oh, my God. What was it that one time you saw, like, Joey, this was a while ago. I was at a car wash, and you took, like, a video of me trying to just, like, wipe down, like, the person's, there was, like, a truck's windshield. And even that, I was just being so, so effeminate in the way that I was, like, wiping. I was like, bitch, I can't do shit.
You should open up a gay car wash in Melrose District.
Oh, my yes. God. Call my friend Ryan. Be like, get your ass in fucking underwear and let's
oh
go.
Oh, my
bitch.
God, yes.
Let's fucking
he is
go.
So hot.
I'd have him wash my car.
I would watch him wash my car.
The first time Carla met
oh
him.
Oh, gosh.
Do you remember this?
No. Was I drunk?
No.
No, was it? Oh, my gosh. No, but I definitely, like, was, like, I low-key hit on him a little bit, even though
low-key?
And then I was like, damn, he's gay. And then I asked him if he had a brother. And he showed me his brother, and I was like, oh, you're still hotter than your brother. So I just gave up on that.
I think you were something along the lines of, like, are you sure?
Yes.
Like,
asking. No, it started off with, wow, you are really tall. Oh, my God, you are really hot. Like,
that's definitely Carla's type. That is a Carla type, hands
but
down.
And the thing is, I didn't even mean it, like, as in, like, offensive, like,
no,
I was trying to
I
turn you,
so.
You know what I mean? Like, it's just, he's very fucking attractive. And when I think someone's hot, I will tell them. I will tell
and
him.
And he's hardcore your
that.
Type.
He is.
Like, he's pretty boy, he's tall,
to the
T. He's clean cut. Like, that is a Carla type.
And he got a big nose.
Yes, he does. Carla loves herself.
I love me
nose.
Some big noses. Actually, the guy that I went on a date with yesterday has a really cute little nose, but I was like, oh, I want to kiss it. Oh.
He listens to the podcast.
Okay, sorry. I swear I'm not a fucking weirdo.
He's going to let you kiss it. Come on.
Oh, that would be great to know if he listens to this episode and he lets you kiss his nose. Your next date. See how it goes.
Well, yeah. This last one wasn't a date. It was like a getting to know each other.
See how it
That's
goes
a date.
With the nose.
That is a date. That's
what do you call a date then? If yeah.
She
not
was calling it her
know.
First encounter. I was like, girl, this sounds like a horror movie.
First encounter sounds like fucking, first of all. You
oh,
went on
that.
A date.
That's a date.
The date doesn't have
he
to be.
He did pay. I guess it kind of
That's
was a
date.
Date.
Oh, my gosh.
That's really a date. All right. Who's next?
Well, I did mine. You did yours.
I did mine. Carla, go ahead, girl.
Okay. Blue first?
Blue.
Who is the most patient?
Ooh, God.
Okay.
Process of elimination.
Oh, damn. Okay, that's a good question.
I'm down to two people.
Same.
I got mine.
And it's not me.
All right, 3, 2, 1. Gina.
Oh.
Only because you said you've worked on your, you used to have really explosive anger. And I feel like if you've actually taken steps to work on that, well, you've said that before.
I have, yeah. You. No, you're not exposing me. It's just that I've been exposed.
Then, like, yes. And you
I
like,
expose myself.
In place, I guess. You have coping mechanisms, if you will.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciate the acknowledgement. Yeah, sure. Especially because you've never seen, like, the Anish Ranton. But, yeah. I was stuck between you two.
Yeah,
Carla
I said
and
me.
Gina. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think, yeah. Because definitely, I don't know. Maybe I'm biased, but I always feel like women naturally have a lot more patience.
Because we have to deal with men's bullshit.
Starters. And then second, because just, oh man, I could probably like go on and on and on and on. But yeah, no. I'm stuck between Gina and Carla. And I think I said Gina. I don't even remember.
I thought about it like in like the like work sense. And I was stuck between me and Gina too. Because it's kind of one of those things where I feel like you guys, and this probably just has to do with the fact that you guys have been doing this longer. But like if we have to do something, I feel like, like, let's say we had to go from here all the way to Gilbert and then all the way to Chandler and then all the way back here. And then we start to do an hour long podcast. I feel like I wouldn't. I would I be a little annoyed by it? Yes, but I wouldn't say anything about it.
I see what you're saying.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. And I agree. It's
and I don't think that everyone else could say the same. So, yeah.
Maeve made me patient as hell. I'm much more patient now that I have it.
Oh, of course. I'm sure parenting must make you like Mother Teresa.
Well, I wouldn't go that far. But.
Ready for my red?
Wait, Joey, who'd you say?
I said, shit, who did I? I think I said Gina.
Oh.
I think I said Gina.
Okay.
Yeah, all right. I said Gina. Just because I think exactly what Gina says. You talk about your explosion. And I don't know if I've seen a little bit from Anish get impatient, usually in meetings. If it's usually like the bosses and they're running around in circles and... But it's the same kind of frustration that I have with the niche. And I can tell we can look at each other and we're like, we're fucking done. So I sometimes, in the same wavelength in it, I mean, you could just look at each other.
And be like, bitch.
Yeah. And we're just, the patience
bitch
has.
So bad.
I'm working on mine. I'm definitely the most impatient. I get that from my mom and dad. I worked on it in the past couple of years, but it's nowhere near where I want it to be. But I've been working on it. And I think sometimes I look at a niche, specifically with work-related situations. I don't say anything. I'm just like, yeah, all right. Yeah. So I said Gina.
Cool.
I'm tired. Okay. Uh-oh.
Who's the worst drunk?
Ready? 3, 2, 1.
Me. Carla. Well, here's the thing. I've never seen Gina drunk.
Wait, yes, it has. No, change my mind, Carla. Yes. Okay, go ahead.
I will openly like admit this. Like, I'm a lot better than I used to be. I used to be like even fucking worse. Actually, I started off when I would drink, I was like happy-go-lucky, normal. And then I think the more like dead-ass trauma that I experienced in my life, like it really does come out when I drink, and it comes out very negatively. Especially when I'm back home, it's actually really scary. Like, I could black out here and like low-key be fine, but blackout at home, like, I will literally fight people, like, I will end up, like, in a hospital, like, it's really fucked up when I'm back home, and, like, it's really fucked up, because then my family thinks that I have a problem, they're like, we're so scared for you when you're over there, and I'm like, I only have these problems here, so I think it's definitely a lot of internalized anger that makes me the way I am when I drink towards certain people and in certain environments. It's always, like, a flip, like a switch that flips where it's like I go back into a certain mindset, which I really need to work on, and I will someday when I have health insurance and can afford to go to therapy.
Well, yeah. Just to be all the way real with you, sometimes health insurance does not cover therapies.
Well,
yeah.
Also, though, like, I mean, you have a lot of good points. I guess I'd be interested to see how I would be super drunk now.
Because that's my thing.
I haven't gotten super drunk in such a long time, but going back to what you said about trauma, so I don't remember how old I was when all this started happening, but it's been over 10 years that my sister's been a hardcore drug user. And that really shattered the whole family. So I remember there was one time specifically, I was like 20 years old and I got blackout drunk and I think I had just found out that she had relapsed. Mm-hmm. Not a good night.
Nope.
Not a good night. Because when you're dealing with trauma, when you get blacked out, you are absolutely right. You do some really fucked up shit.
Yes.
It ended up with the police calling my parents and I was like trying to break into someone's car thinking it was my own and I was sleeping in the back of their truck and I was like ding dong ditching all these random ass fucking houses in a neighborhood.
Work.
My friend's like, yeah, you called me and you were rambling about your sister. I remembered nothing of it at all. So it's interesting. I don't know, though, because it's been such a long time that I'm at a different place in accepting her struggles as a person. But yeah, man, there's a reason I don't black out anymore. Mm-hmm. It's not good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I feel that.
Yeah. Bryce knows. Bryce has seen it.
And that's the other thing, too. I've actually, like, ended a lot of relationships because of that. And it's, like, it's not necessarily that I'm, like, a bad drunk girl. You know how a lot of people are like, if you can't handle your alcohol, don't drink. Like, shut the fuck up. You have no idea, like, the actual background of a lot of the things that go on. And I've had, like, I think that whoever I end up dating would have to understand, like, a lot of where I'm coming from. Obviously, I'm not going to get to that point every single time because that's also, like, I'm abusing our connection, our relationship.
Yeah, because I don't know if I agree with that one thing that you said there. Like, I think that there's a lot of validity to if you can't handle your alcohol, then you should back off. Like, I don't think that that's invalid.
Yeah. Eh. And that's why I stopped blacking out.
Yeah.
It was too much for me.
Yeah.
I'm a different person when I black out, so I don't do it no more.
Mm-hmm. Mm-mm. That's totally fair.
And I feel like, I guess the way I see it is, like, you don't always intentionally black out. Like, there are, and that's what I mean by it's not always, like,
you mean, like, a white or black situation, like, don't drink at all?
Yes.
Okay,
because
I get you. You have to learn your limits,
though. Exactly. Like, there are times where I can, like, think back to my past where I'm, like, 10 shots deep and I'm perfectly fine. There are times where I take two shots and I don't know where I am anymore. So it's, like,
I would never do 10 shots deep.
Oh.
Even if I was perfectly fine. That's just too much.
I'm talking about, like,
that
17-year-old girl.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
So. I guess to me, when the question was asked, I didn't take it as such, like, a deep response. Like, even when I said you, I'm just literally remembering there was one time where, like, you were pretending to call people on your phone and, like,
My God, that was so bad. That was
fucking... It was obviously your text messages. But I didn't even say anything because I was like, I've literally done that before.
No, wait, what?
I've literally been, like... Like, I've been, like, the camera app and, like, the flash was on, like,
yes,
this. And
yes,
I was
I've
like,
girl, so
what?
Times.
What was said? What? Because if you turn on the iPhone, if you have, like, your camera on video mode and your flash is on, the light is just on. So I was out here walking around in Las Vegas. Honestly, it was pretty recently. And I was pretending to be on the phone just
but
to.
But your light was on.
I've my seen, light was on.
I've seen that so many times. I've never done it, but I've seen it.
Yeah. So I was like, oh, wow. Okay. That was embarrassing, but I took it kind of like surface level like that, where it was just like, what kind of foolish stuff have you done as like a drunk?
So well,
that
was
crazy.
Who's left? Gina, you have your questions?
Yes, I do. So Blue, who is the most open-minded? I have my answer.
Open-minded.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to think of scenarios. Open-minded. Is that what I
do? Damn right, I don't. Like, I don't know. Competitively, I don't know. Or, like, comparatively. Sorry, not competitively.
Sorry.
I'm the most open-minded, bitch. Sorry.
Ready? Ready?
Yes.
3, 2, 1.
Anish.
I don't know.
There's been
It was so weird.
Like, yeah, but I remember you, and I'm not going to say too much about it because I don't know if you have, but there's certain people in your life that you've forgiven for viewpoints that are not only very different from yours, but detrimental to who you are as a person.
Oh, damn.
And, like, that's still something, like, and I struggle with certain family members of mine that are very close who were very horrible people growing up and horrible people to other people, and I refuse. I'm not going to forgive you. So it's like, I feel like you have a different level of open-mindedness and understanding. And also, too, like, going to a lighter note, sexually.
Oh,
I feel
absolutely.
Like you are very open-minded sexually.
Oh,
I will
you
do certain things for my man, but it doesn't mean I want to.
Yeah, but you know, one thing that I will say is I think I've just been more vocal about how open I am with that as opposed to some... I'm not saying anybody in the room, but, like, I think there's a lot more freedom that people explore sexually that maybe they don't, like, necessarily verbalize. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not trying to say that you're wrong. I'm close-minded as fuck. But don't know what's wrong with me. I appreciate it. Thank you. Yeah, I don't know how to answer that, because to me, that question is so weird, because we're all like when I think about like us, to me, I think about the show as like a show. Mm-hmm. And so we're all kind of like, you know, balls deep in whatever it is that we do, like literally whatever we do on the show, with the show, for the show. That's how I know y'all. And like, it's really equal.
I think when
maybe
I think,
I'm wrong.
Yeah, when I think of open-mindedness, more than just like being open about your own life, like an actuality of like things, like I genuinely, like, I look at all of us, and obviously rape, bad, gay bashing, bad, you know, like I don't,
politically, I don't think that there's...
Right, like, we don't slut shame here. Right. Like, we don't... You know what I mean? Like, we're very freaking open-minded people. Like, if we think you're fucked up, you must have done some fuck shit, you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah, so...
Absolutely.
We're moral compasses.
For everybody.
For everybody. Everyone. Everything.
Everything, yeah. But I don't know. That's... Ugh. That's probably one of the tougher questions.
Yeah. Is there one more you had?
Or Let's get on to the red.
The red.
Who is the greediest?
Is this like in terms of monies?
Who is the greediest?
The greediest.
There is no terms and conditions on the card.
Okay.
The greediest.
This one's hard for me too, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know. I think of greedy, I think of food automatically.
This is not hard for me at all.
That's so funny. You think of food, I think of money.
Money.
I thought of both.
Greedy. I think of a lot of things.
What do you think about? Think greed.
I think money, sure, but also time.
Ooh,
real on real.
Yeah.
Oh damn! Now that fucks up my shit. No, I'm sticking with my guns.
Ready?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1.
Me.
Joey.
Yeah, I was gonna say Joey too.
Yeah. Go ahead, guys. Fire away.
I was the only one who said it. Haha, Carla.
She stayed silent. It's not even that I didn't want to say it. I think my brain didn't process what we were doing. Like, you went 3, 2, 1, and I was like,
it was okay. Hard because, like, I could maybe see you too, Anish.
I'm so greedy.
But I don't know. And then also too, it's not. I feel like you're at a different place in life too, which isn't a bad thing. It's like you're at a point where it's just like, I don't got fucking time for this bullshit. You know?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
And I've got all the time for the bullshit.
But see, to me, what changes that, though, is that, like, so this is my take on it, where it's like, I literally have no, like, dependents or responsibilities or anything like that. Yeah. So, like,
I was almost going to say myself for that very same reason, but even then, like, I was like, no.
No, because, like, bitch, I want the whole plate and I want to get seconds. Like, that's, and it's just me. Like, I'm not feeding kids. I'm not feeding, like, a spouse. I don't have anybody that I'm taking care of. But do I still want my seconds? Abso-fucking-lutely. And I'm not afraid of that, ashamed of that, or whatever. Because, I mean, we're talking about, like, money, for example. I think I work hard. So, like, I don't.
Jeez.
I think I have a good gauge on, like, what I
get what you're saying. It's kind of like, let's.
But I'm still greedy.
Like, no, I guess the way I kind of see it is, like, let's say that we all made $20 a week. Mm-hmm. All of us. But because you guys have kids, they wanted to pay you guys $25. I'd be like, no, we're doing the same work. You guys chose to be married and you chose to have kids.
That's a very, right.
We're all making $20. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like that is how I see it when it comes to that.
Yeah.
But when it came to like time and stuff, like you're just, it's true, Joey. You don't have time for the bullshit.
I don't. That's why I'm impatient.
And that's why you're impatient. But you know, I think a lot of it kind of took you to where you are now in your career. And it's like a good thing that you're like learning to be more patient and stuff like that. But like, I think it was important for you to be certain ways in certain situations.
Yeah, you know what? I've had this conversation with the wife and my son. It's so crazy. I had a conversation with my son yesterday, as a matter of fact, on talking to my son about patience and about being an asshole in life. And I told him, like, I've gotten many places to where I'm at being an asshole. And I was like, try to be less of an asshole than I am on many decisions you make.
Hmm.
I was like, but I literally would not be to where I'm at if I wasn't an asshole in certain aspects of business. Because you have, if you look at Beyonce and J-Lo and Jay-Z and Diddy, if you've met those people on a business aspect, and I've talked to record labels, they will tell you, oh, they're assholes. But almost like you have to be. So to me, it's like I know so many times where I had to be an asshole with other partners or other shit. That's why I'm so impatient. Because another thing with that factor, like to Carla's point, if we all do the same job, get paid $20, like, well, we're going to pay $25 to this person, $23 to this person. I think it's how long you've been doing it as well. I believe in that because when I got in the game, certain people were in the game, but they were in the game longer than me and had to teach me and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So I have a different outlook on that. But yeah, I definitely would. I said me, by the way. I said me. Yeah, I I'm greedy with my time. I like what Gina said. I'm greedy with my time. Mm-hmm. I've spent so much time putting the effort in this morning mess, and we're on like the fourth or fifth fucking show.
Yeah.
So to me, it's like, apologies again if I'm short fuse. I think it comes to like, I'm tired of redoing it, rebranding it, replacing people. So to me, I'm not down with the shits. So I'm like, oh, please. So it's just like, I'm just learning and trying to be patient because it's been a while.
It's been a ride.
My God, it's been a while.
It's been a long ass time.
Yeah.
Well, what I was going to say, I don't know if I agree with that, though. Like, I still would vote me. Like, I genuinely would. And to me, if not me, then Carla. Because of the
really?
Single thing. Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah, because of the single thing.
Yeah, because of the single thing.
Yeah, yeah.
But, like, outside of that, like, just to touch on the asshole thing in particular, I feel like I don't know how much I even, like, agree with what you just said about how, like, you don't want him to be as much of an asshole because, like, I don't know if I like the verbiage, but, like, I've looked at that and I've learned from that in some of the ways that you carry yourself in meetings and stuff like that. And I feel like I've adapted more of that because when
you
I first got
have.
Here, yeah, because when I first got here, it is, to go back to what you were saying, this job is very unorthodox, and I don't know what the experience is like for, like, the three of us here, like, us two girls, Gina, Carla, and myself, but, like, it's very different to be in a professional setting and to not, like, to feel like I can actually say something. Like, that is, that is a mind-boggling thing, but to be able to see, like, an example of that, but not only an example of that, but to see, like, something happen.
I think that's why I've always appreciated working here is because Tim Richards, the one who hired me, and he is someone that you can be a straight shooter with, although you might not think that because Tim can be a little intimidating.
Yes.
So a lot of people won't be honest and upfront with him. Mm-hmm. But every single time I've been that way, it's been something where he's most of the time receptive and reciprocative. Most of the time. The one thing I will say is negotiating, but that's that man's job. I can't blame him for doing his job. He's not going to be open and reciprocating to me trying to get more money because his job is to protect the company. He's the boss. But I get that. And we have that level of understanding. So I've always really liked working here just because he is my boss. And I really do think you don't quit a job most of the time. You do quit who you work for.
That's real.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, like, every other, I think, like, my experience, my attitude, my mentality, and all of that coming into this was, like, every other job that I had before was, you just do what you're told. You can have your opinions if you want to. You can have ideas if you want to, but you just go ahead and do your thing.
Yeah.
If your boss comes in and tells you, I want you to stay an extra 5 hours, you just go and complain about to your coworker. Like, you don't actually, like, step up and say something about it. So that was a huge, I say all of that to say, like, I don't think that's what makes you greedy. Like, I'm sorry. I just don't.
Yeah, and I'm greeting with my time. Like, to me, these past years, I just saw a really cool interview. My boy Michael Yeoh, comedian. Yeah. He's been on the show. He's a radio host. He's been Keeping Up with the Kardashians. I did radio with it. He just interviewed Joe Coy. Oh, my God. You guys got to check out the interview where Joe Coy starts breaking down crying during the interview of talking about how from his, he missed from 2 years old to 12 years old, his son, because he was on the road all the time. He missed his birthdays, Christmas. Ooh. But he didn't want his son to go through what he did growing up. So now he spoils his son and people judge him for that on the socials or whatever. And he's buying his son because he missed 10 years of his son, but he was grinding 365. And he got really emotional. And like I commented, like I felt that shit. Like I feel like now I'm to the point in my life, I'm greedy with my time. Like, no, I'm out. I got to spend time with my kids because I think JoJo missed something. I know I'm a great father. But I had to grind way harder back in the days and miss shit to where now I'm just like I need you guys at the plaza for Post Malone. Now I'm not going. I was like, I'm going to spend my afternoon with my kids because I got to go to the W Hotel, shake hands. Then I go to Coast McFadden's. My family is my greedy. And I'm fine with that. Back in the days, I wasn't, man. I gave so much of my time and energy to radio that now I'm kind of just like, all right.
Yeah.
All right. I'm pretty secure with myself now. And I had to learn how to do that. And I talked to OGs about it's okay, man. You got to feel yourself.
And I totally get that. But with the whole, like, feel yourself, you come from it from, like, I've put in time, but also, like, you don't want to miss out on your family. Mm-hmm. I think when it comes for, like, me and Anish feeling ourselves, I'm not at that moment yet because, like, I just started. I'm not allowed to feel myself. But, but, like, when it comes to Anish, like, he might not have family, but he also has all the right to be like, I don't have to do this. I could be doing other stuff. Because there are other aspects of your life that, like, for us, we have to nourish in order to also feel fulfilled, because we don't have kids or a partner, you know? Mm-hmm. So, like, it's a
give and take, and it's a really mm-hmm. interesting thing to talk about, because I don't think that there's one correct answer.
Right.
I don't think that there's one right path, because, like, just this room alone, like, none of us have the same situation.
No. Before I had kids, I had no problem working a lot more than I do now.
Mm-hmm.
And we all work hard, but yep. I did not care, because this is what I wanted to be doing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Now that Maeve's involved, it's a very different story.
Yeah, because I don't know how you'd be able to, like, I mean, like, when I first started, like, staying here from 5 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Right.
Like, even now, mm-hmm. I don't have children. I don't have a husband. I couldn't fucking do that shit.
Yeah.
And I'm, like, I appreciate what you're saying, but, like, I still think that I'm only 4.5 years into, like, paving a path for myself
yeah.
in this industry. Like, I don't think I'm that seasoned.
That's what I'm a baby. See, that's what I appreciate about Anish. You see that stuff from all our talks and stuff, because it really takes a long time before you really should stop working that hard for mm-hmm. your craft. I forgot what they say, 10,000 hours, and you're probably well over 10,000 hours. But
right.
I stay hungry, stay humble, and keep going instead mm-hmm. of, you could be part of a morning show, or you can be part of a night show. It doesn't even fucking matter. You could be a part of a night show in small town fucking U.S. Mm-hmm. and you still work hard and put in those hours to get that respect.
But, yeah. But you do have to find a balance.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which I think, like, I know that I've come more into, I've been through some emotional hell this year, but one of the greatest parts about that is that really made me sit back and, like, to be completely honest, like, sit back and be like, what am I doing? What am I doing?
Mm-hmm.
Why am I doing and participating in and saying yes to literally every fucking every thing that fucking comes thing. My way? And, like, 50% of it I'm passionate about. The other 50 is, like, I really like it. Why am I giving 100% to things that I'm only 50% interested
yeah.
in? So, like, yeah, it's forever a journey. It's forever a process. But
it's dope shit.
Yeah. Nobody's shit's the same. Okay.
Nobody. Okay. Either you stand up to wipe or you sit down to wipe.
Yeah.
Or you can't poop for days.
Or you can't poop. Constipation. Why are the cards today, like, way different than them? These are just, like, way more, like, feels.
I think it's that, and it's also, like, we're recording a lot later than normal. I think our mood is also a little bit
different.
Yeah,
I can tell that our energy is a little. Even in the last meeting that we were in, I was, like, recalling what I said, because I was talking about how I'm not drinking as much, and, like, I'm really trying to focus on myself, because I feel like I have so much time now that I'm not trying to find a boyfriend, which is actually really cool. But even as I was saying, I was like, I feel so much happier. But my tone was, like, very low as I was saying it. And I thought about it afterwards, and I was like, I think it's just, like, hashtag mood right now. Like, we're
tired as fuck.
We're tired.
Hardest working morning show on the planet.
I'm sore.
All right, we out, man. We way past the time. We have a meeting. We have a meeting in our motherfucking house. We out. We'll see you tomorrow morning on the radio, Wednesday morning. Hey, big happy birthday shout out to Gina's husband, Bryce.
Yes.
Happy birthday, buddy. Hope you get a tug and a rub. Hello.
Well.
Nah, or not.
Least...
a hug. We'll see you on the radio.
Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.